For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colblugo. The minority partner in a failed nuclear reactor project says it wants a say in a proposed merger between the majority partner and a Virginia-based utility. State-owned Santee Cooper today said it hasn't decided if it will support or oppose Dominion Energy's offer to buy SCANA Corporation and formally abandon two nuclear plants where billions were spent on design and construction without any power generated. The Public Service Commission has to approve the merger. Meanwhile, the General Assembly is mulling over bills to reduce or eliminate a monthly charge to customers to pay debt on the plants. Dominion has said that any bill that would eliminate the payments could cause the utility to rescind its merger offer. A bill to prevent local governments in South Carolina from passing their own plastic bags ban is one step closer to becoming law. The Senate Labor, Commerce, and Industry Committee voted in favor of the bill today to prevent cities and towns from banning the use of plastic bags for carrying food and other merchandise. Supporters of the bill, including Edgefield Senator Shane Massey, said it's the state's responsibility to ensure there's not a patchwork of conflicting ordinances across the state.
The state's created the local governments, right? The state is the sovereign political entity. They operate based on what the state tells them to do. I mean, the state's created all these counties. The state created the municipalities.
Critics of the bill said the state shouldn't usurp the authority of local governments. Beaufort Senator Tom Davis.
I wonder about the message it sends to those people who want to get together on a local level and take time out of their ordinary lives to engage in a civic way, to have the General Assembly come in and essentially wipe that away.
Swedish carmaker Volvo is set to open a new $1.2 billion manufacturing plant in the Lowcountry, but it's running into some hiring problems. The company has hired roughly half of the 1,500 workers needed to staff the site during the first wave of hiring, but the Charleston Post and Courier reports the company needs to fill about 700 maintenance and production floor jobs, and only 4% of applicants meet the basic requirements. Volvo Cars executive Anders Gustafsson acknowledged that finding workers has been tougher than anticipated, but he said he's confident that staffing will come together soon. The first Volvo S60 sedans are set to roll off production lines later this year. A federal lawsuit over a burst gas pipeline in the upstate has been revived. The Greenville News reports the 4th United States Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that senior United States District Judge Henry M. Erlong erred last year when he dismissed a suit filed by two environmental groups against the owner of the Plantation Pipeline. In the suit, environmental groups Upstate Forever and the Savannah River Keeper accused Kinder Morgan of violating the Clean Water Act, saying contaminated groundwater had made its way to nearby creeks. The ruling today means the case will continue. A spokeswoman for Kinder Morgan said the company is disappointed with the ruling and is evaluating options for how to proceed. The United States Energy Department plans to continue the contract of the company managing the Savannah River site in western South Carolina. The Aiken Standard reported the Energy Department said it expects to extend its contract of Savannah River Nuclear Solutions by 1 year through July 2019. Savannah River Nuclear Solutions has managed the complex since 2008. As one Lowcountry county works to reduce its county jail population, the area's top prosecutor worries the reforms could put dangerous offenders back on the streets. The Charleston Post and Courier reported the Charleston County Criminal Justice Coordinating Council has been seeking alternatives to jail for nonviolent suspects with help from a grant from the MacArthur Foundation. Ninth Circuit Solicitor Scarlett Wilson applauded the efforts of the council, but said that too many people who are continuing to reoffend are getting out on bond. The Coordinating Council said that between 2014 and 2017, the daily population at the Al Cannon Detention Center fell 13%. And authorities say a 19-year-old man brought his 89-year-old neighbor brownies laced with a tranquilizer and then stole money and a television when she passed out for 4 hours. Charleston police have arrested and charged Christian Jellicoe with abuse and larceny. The woman told officers that Jellicoe would come to her home once in a while to talk and she would give him money. Police say Jellicoe went to the woman's home over the weekend and offered her brownies. The woman said the next thing she remembered was waking up on her couch. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.